Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Community School District Early Childhood Center Director Sarah Cannon joins us on today's program to talk about the work taking place over the next academic year, both in construction and developing programming for the new space.
Well, Sarah, first of all, nice to meet you. Finally, we had a chance to talk, and I know you've been in the district here for a while, and you'll have a new role coming up this academic year, coinciding with a brand new facility in the district, the Early Childhood Center. We'll talk about that in a bit. But first of all, as we wind down this school year, what's your current role you're transitioning from, and what was your journey to this new responsibility?
Yeah, so I'm currently the preschool through third grade instructional coach here at Madison, and I've done this for about 7 years. Prior to that, I was a fifth grade teacher at Jefferson. So I've been in the district ever since I graduated college, and I've loved being part of Pella. I actually got my master's through Drake when I was a fifth grade teacher. And at that time, wasn't necessarily interested in administration. But in the recent past years, but recently, I have shown more of an interest in leadership and decided to get my administrative degree, which I will be graduating this summer with that, and I'm very excited. And so when this opportunity came open for me to apply, I was really excited with, you know, I feel like the sky is the limit with this Early Childhood Center. It's a brand new center and some new programs to be part of that. And I really just wanted to serve our community and be a part of building a program that could be a really great resource for our families.
Well, and for people who hear this, the facility was approved back in November of 2021 as part of the bond issue. It's the construction happening east of Madison, so as people are on 240th, they see change probably every day, especially as we head into the teeth of summer. And with that, though, it's one thing to have a building, but you need programming. And it sounds like this role over the course of the next year will be developing that. So knowing that's probably a daunting challenge, how do you kind of navigate your own educational experience, team up with Mr. Ebling and all the above to start laying the foundation for what the programming really could look like, especially as the facility starts to really come together?
Absolutely. So we want to continue improving our preschool program to be the best it can be, but also there's going to be a lot of work around the wraparound care. We're going to be licensed by the Iowa Department and Human Services, and we're going to work on achieving the highest level possible with the IQ4K rating, which is Iowa Quality for Kids rating, to make sure it's a quality childcare for the kids to attend when they're not in preschool. So there's going to be a lot of work around that. Obviously, we'll have to be hiring a lot more people to be part of the center, which is exciting to bring in other great, talented people in our community to be loving on the kids at the new center. And then also, we would love to have a parent education component as part of this center. You know, parenting is hard. I know that. I have 4 kids of my own, ages 8 and under. And, you know, anytime that we can come together as parents and adults of the kids in our community and help each other with resources that are out there and education that is out there, we all do the best that we can. And so if we can help each other be even better and feel more supported, the better we will be able to serve our kids. And so we really want to team up with parents and families in our community to help our students thrive, but also families thrive in our community.
Well, and one of the things that I think, especially after we came out of COVID and after kind of the reset that happened with education and all the above, is we've learned that children, this generation, have very different needs. And you're seeing that, I'm sure, here as an instructional coach, and your colleagues are here. As we build this center, the opportunity to update all that, I'm sure, is there. How excited are you to maybe bring, not that that's not happening already in some of these classes, but to match the new facility with kind of this new age of educating children? And I'm guessing for your sake, that's probably a really exciting opportunity.
It absolutely is. There's so much that we're doing now that I can't wait to bring in and start at an even younger age. And like I said, you know, I think part of that is really partnering with families to make sure that there's as much consistency and support with students inside and out of school. You know, we can learn from each other to provide the students with what they need to be successful. But it's the social emotional learning and support that students need is incredible. And we really do need to be focusing on that. Here, we're learning that. We had professional development all year around behavior and supporting our students social emotionally, and that definitely needs to also be a large part of this early childhood center and program that we have.
Well, and as you said, it's obviously going to carry on the four-year-old preschool. Three-year-old preschool is a possibility, as is the wraparound childcare. That's all being developed over the next year. And the long-term goal, we're not going to put a hard date on it, is by the next academic year, not the one that's coming up this August, but the following August is when you'll really want to enroll people, get the new crop over at the building. So with that being the target goal, depending on construction, as parents have questions and they've heard about this and you enter your new role, what's that back and forth you hope to have with them? And what's the dialogue that you're willing to speak about as you develop these programs, knowing that parents probably do have a lot of questions, right? Not quite ready to answer all of them, but I'm guessing you're ready to start building that process and getting parents excited about the program too.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what's really exciting about starting this year, even though the center isn't opening until fall of 2024, more than likely. But all of this year, as we're developing the program, I get to focus on the preschool program that we currently have, as well as developing these programs. And so starting, you know, after Christmas, especially by, you know, March, we will be communicating a lot of what we have to offer. And we would want parents to start enrolling their students, you know, starting March 1st. But there definitely will be information shared before that, so parents know what we have to offer. And, you know, hopefully the Early Childhood Center will be a really great fit for their families. But I will be around all year to be answering those questions and to be figuring this out to make it the best place possible for our students.
Well, and I think that I'm not sure how much people realize it maybe until it's open, the exciting opportunity that exists. You've been in education for a while, and I'm sure you know colleagues from around the state. I know that you're kind of biased, and this is your job, but how exciting is this for our community to have something like this facility? And especially at a time when childcare is short, right? And we talked about big changes in education. How big of an opportunity do you think and do you want to communicate this is to our community? And I'm guessing that's probably why you wanted the job, right?
Absolutely. I am so excited about this, again, as an educator, but also as a mom. So the first 2,000 days of a child's life is a critical time for learning. So nearly 90% of brain growth happens during this time. And so we want to make sure to provide an environment that supports and nurtures the child, because that is just so extremely important for them to, you know, lay that foundation for the rest of their life. So we don't take that lightly. We want to make sure not only that our preschool program is as great as it can be, but that the wraparound childcare isn't just a daycare center for them to attend while parents are working, but another place to support that child and help them thrive and really be the best that we can be. We want as much consistency between preschool and the wraparound care as we can get. So it's really just an extension of preschool and not just a place for them to spend the rest of their day.
Once again, that was director of the new Early Childhood Center in Pella, Sarah Kennan. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts, or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.